I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. Family business consultant, author, and farmer Jolene Brown cautions against possible entitlement attitude when it comes to transferring your family's operation to the next generation. Brown suggests the following prerequisites of the younger member of the family before considering transferring of ownership of the family business to the next generation.
I want them to have some skin in the game. You know, they've had to work for somebody else before they work for you. That's one of the standards. And so what did they do? Did they buy a snowmobile? Did they buy a new car? Or did they save some money away to maybe buy some cows or to pay some rent on land that they can control or buy a piece of equipment? They need some personal skin in the game that shows they have investment in this business. The next thing, I want them to have an education of at least 2 years that will benefit the business. Next one, I want them to have experience. I want them to work at least 2 to 3 years for a non-family boss. And oh, those lessons are learned can never be taught by mom and dad, because sometimes we're just not the best teachers. The next one is, they've got to have a fire in the belly. Last thing, before you transition assets, I want them to have demonstrated that they are a good commercial for this family, for agriculture, and for the whole industry. Then I know we've got the right people ready to transition assets.
If you'd like to learn more of Jolene's wisdom and wit, go to JoleneBrown.com. That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.